And 6:06, it is fair and 56 degrees in Tulsa. We're anticipating a high this afternoon of 81. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Tulsa's sales tax receipts have declined for the past several months, yet the economy seems to be fairly stable. Mayor Bartlett thinks the problem could be internet sales.
It appears to me that the internet sales is really having a negative impact upon all of our municipalities in the state of Oklahoma, and certainly Tulsa is one of them.
He would like to see the legislature look at ways to help municipalities develop additional revenue streams rather than existing solely on sales taxes. A judge who is expected to set a trial date for two brothers accused of robbing and fatally shooting four women in Tulsa back in January, Cedric Poor and James Poor, are due in court today in Tulsa for a hearing. Prosecutors have yet to decide if they will be seeking the death penalty in this case. The University of Oklahoma announces record fundraising in fiscal 2013. OU received $194 million in private gifts.
Only in 2008 has the university received more in gifts, and that year the state matched donations. More than 53,000 donors gave in fiscal year 2013. Speaking to the Board of Regents last week, President David Boren said private giving is even more important since state funding has fallen to just 17% of the university's budget.
There's no way you can continue the excellence in teaching and in the research for which we have been known in the long run without and cut the percentage funding for public institutions.
OU's endowment is now more than $1.24 billion. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
A man is dead after being shot twice by an Oklahoma Highway Patrol trooper in southwest Tulsa. The trooper pulled the man over for a traffic violation. The man jumped from the car and started running. The trooper then gave chase. That's when a struggle took place and the man allegedly reached for the trooper's gun and was shot. There were three children inside that car. A Tulsa County Sheriff's Department detention officer finds himself being detained this morning. He was arrested Saturday night and stands accused of bringing contraband into the David Moss Center. The officer has been identified as Corey Jones in a news release that was sent out by the sheriff's office yesterday afternoon. Organizers have launched a signature gathering campaign to place a $500 million bond issue on the ballot in Oklahoma. Rush Springs Democrat Joe Dorman says it would be used to put safe rooms in Oklahoma schools. However, it is going to take a lot of signatures.
160,000 signatures by Oklahoma registered voters to get something on the ballot.
They have less than 90 days to get the signatures. Dorman says he is confident they will be able to collect the signatures in time. U.S. Department of Defense officials have identified a Georgia-based soldier who was killed in Afghanistan. Officials say 22-year-old specialist James Wick Clifton of Edmond died Friday at the Brooks Army Medical Center at San Antonio. Officials say that he was injured on August the 12th when an improvised explosive device detonated during a combat mission in Afghanistan. Our weather forecast, it's going to be sunny and very nice today. We will have a high of 81. Tonight, partly clear. If you're going to be out, you might grab a light jacket, down to 57 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, generous amounts of sunshine and a high of 82. Well, National Weather Service radar this morning is showing us no precipitation across northeastern Oklahoma. Right now in Tulsa at 610, it is fair and 56 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.